Why are you fundraising so early and so much at this point?
You know, I've made it clear that I'm very serious about a potential race for governor for a while, at least since Peter Shumlin made the decision to not run again. And over the last 10 days, the team who was there during my past campaign has been reaching out to Vermonters across the state to gauge their interest in joining a campaign focused on bringing a fresh approach to Montpelier. And the response has been very positive. People are ready for new ideas and new leadership. And the financial support is a great indication of the excitement that's out there.
You just mentioned you're clear about a potential run. In the filing for the campaign finance report, it does state you're a candidate for governor. Is there a strategy in waiting to make a formal announcement saying you are a candidate for governor?
You actually have to click that box in order to do a filing. We felt it was important to obey the law, and as we were getting people who were excited about supporting a campaign that was focused on bringing a fresh approach to Montpelier, we just felt it was appropriate to do that. I haven't made a final decision, and having run a statewide race before, my team knows the importance of having the right people and resources in place before making a final decision. And while we think this is a good start, we will make a formal announcement when we feel like we have all the pieces in place and know for sure that the time is right. Also, like my family, most Vermonters are enjoying summer in her beautiful state, and I don't think people are quite ready to focus on politics, probably until kids are back at school and we start to feel that chill in the air.
Matt Dunn, what are all of the pieces that have to come into alignment before you make that final decision?
Anyone who's run statewide before knows that you don't run for an office like governor by yourself. You need to make sure that you have great boots-on-the-ground organizers in different parts of the state. You need to make sure that the financial resources are in place, especially in this age of Citizens United, where you never know where funding is going to come from at any moment. And you also need to know that the skills that you bring as a candidate is what people are looking for at that particular time. I've had the good fortune, because of what Vermont has provided me in opportunities, to help build a business in Vermont and grow it to over 100 employees, to be able to serve in the legislature at a very young age, both in the House and Senate, to be able to serve in the Clinton administration heading up the AmeriCorps Vista program. And now the work that I do at Google is all based on the work that I had learned over time with great mentors in Vermont. And what I'm hearing from folks is that there is a strong interest in someone who can bring innovative competence to management, because we've got a lot of work to do to make sure that the way that we deliver services in government is done as efficiently and effectively as possible, and also someone who can bring a fresh approach to how we do economic development to make sure that we have jobs for young people that will support them and their families well into the next century.
Are those going to be the focus of a campaign if you do formally announce?
I think that's the focus that we're hearing from Vermonters, and if that is the major area of concern, I think you will hear us talking about it and inviting their ideas for how do we solve the problems of creating jobs, as well as the challenge of reinventing the way that we do government.
As you're listening to them voice these concerns, these ideas, why do you believe you would be the best choice as a governor to solve them?
Again, the experiences that I've had over my career, which have been largely because of the opportunities that the town of Heartland originally and many mentors in Vermont gave me, has allowed me to spend 11 years in the legislature passing bipartisan legislation, mostly focused on economic development. It's given me the opportunity to help grow a business in Vermont. But probably the most relevant was when I had the opportunity to head up the AmeriCorps Vista program under the Clinton administration. When I got there, it was a program that had been stuck in a 1970s organizational structure, and we were able to build a team and do real transformational work to grow that program and do it for less money per impact. And that was a very exciting process. We were able to do it relatively quickly. And the organization is 6,000 people, which is nearly the same number of employees as work for the state of Vermont. So anyone who thinks that you can't do that kind of transformational work isn't telling the truth or just hasn't had that opportunity. And it's that experience that I would love to bring to Montpelier to empower those people who are excited to make a difference in their state, which is why they became public employees, and allow them to really thrive and make a difference in our state.
Matt Dunn, if Governor Shumlin had decided to run for re-election, obviously he's decided not to, but if he had decided to run for re-election, would you be considering a gubernatorial run?
I think those kinds of conversations are well behind us. What I'm excited about is the response that I'm getting from Vermonters across the state, that they're ready for a fresh approach to Montpelier and to creating jobs in Vermont.
Well, you talk about a fresh approach. What is your assessment of Governor Shumlin's term in office?
You know, I think there are some things that the Shumlin administration has done really well. I think the response to Hurricane Irene was fantastic. I think pushing on certain pieces of legislation that were very important to me, like the Life Choices legislation, as well as some of the early work on health care. But as I've heard from Vermonters, there have been concerns about execution on some of those areas, and there's always an opportunity to improve. What I've done in my career is come into organizations large and small and help to bring new ideas to the table, and then through management be able to assemble the best team possible to execute on those new approaches and actually brought them to fruition. And it's that experience, both in the public, private, and nonprofit sector, that that folks have said make them excited about my possible run for governor.
Matt, you have run for governor in the past, in 2010. What did you learn strategically from that previous campaign that you can use as you possibly mount another campaign for governor?
So, as I mentioned before, the team that was involved with that campaign learned that you need to make sure that you have the resources in place to really compete, as well as the people in place to make sure that you've got a first-rate campaign. And you know, one of the interesting things about that election was that our campaign wasn't really taken seriously until very, very late in the process. So we didn't have any institutional support from labor unions or environmental groups or an Emily's List type organization. And we also had to build that grassroots operation from the ground up, because, you know, unlike some of the candidates, I had never been in statewide office before. In addition, as many people will remember, because they were incredibly supportive, my brother almost died of a stroke with about a week to go in the campaign, and I left the campaign trail. All of the other candidates were incredibly gracious during that time, but it certainly interrupted our progress. Despite all of that and having been outspent 2 and sometimes 3 to 1, we came very close to winning a 5-way race. And I think that the lessons that were learned from that was to make sure you've got the resources up front, make sure that you've got the people in place, make sure you get started early enough to be able to share a message. And again, the experience from the last couple weeks that we've been engaged in this conversation with Vermonters has shown us that the people who it took, you know, sometimes the entire campaign to really engage in the campaign and be excited about our campaign are already there now. They're ready to go. And they know that there is an opportunity to do something different in Montpelier.